He brings the passion.
For what? I want to know now. I'm mentally invested. Don't tell me to pray and you don't say what for.
He brings the perspective.
Yeah, I think they both have a great point.
Get off me, text line.
He's truly one of a kind.
That is wow.
Oh, my God. Oh.
And he's doing a great job.
I need you to man up and say what you really want to say.
Simon, you're doing a great job.
And together, they are Steiny and Guru.
Yeah.
On 95.7 The Game.
Your boy's feeling pretty good today.
Why are you feeling frisky?
It's Thursday. The week's moving along. Looking forward to getting my hair cut.
There's a couple of
this afternoon
bottom feeder jokes that we're going to leave right there.
I might be playing the best golf of my life.
I told you, we're not opening with that.
Thank you. All right, we can open this way.
We'll save it for the Spadone.
49ers Raiders tomorrow.
Hello, friends.
I got a question for 49er fans. Yeah, you made four NFC title games in 5 years. You've gone to two Super Bowls.
Yeah.
You got a veteran-laden team. They know what it takes.
Tons of success.
Why would you be playing the starters on offense tomorrow? And I'm assuming defense, too. Usually you don't see this from teams that you would figure are equipped to make a Super Bowl run. You know what I'm saying?
Well, they're missing a couple pieces, Stoney.
Exactly.
I don't know if you've noticed.
Exactly.
A couple big pieces.
This is a highway to the danger zone, if you know what I mean.
Kenny Loggins. Tom Cruise. This is Kenny Loggins.
But he was the guy in the movie that it came from.
That's true.
No, we're gonna talk a lot about this today, and it's from what Kyle Shanahan said on Tuesday. Here it is. Bottom line.
I'd like the starters to play. We'll see how today and tomorrow go, but that's the plan.
All right, he wants the starters to play, and we had Matt Barrows on Wednesday. And Matt Barrows said that the offensive starters, at least, might play as much as a half. Is that good or bad?
It's bad if someone gets hurt.
Okay.
But, again, I think, doesn't Shanahan, he always zigs when you think he's going to zag.
It's a great point.
Like, this dude, I swear, just keeps everyone on their toes. And I'm sure there's some reason behind it. Obviously, the starters outside of Brock Purdy haven't really played much in the preseason. But it is strange to me, Steiny, because the last week of the preseason is generally the week where everyone sits. I mean, Mahomes isn't playing. He played last week. Even someone like Caleb Williams. So I guess he's a rookie. He played the first two preseason games. He's not playing. You're not going to see a lot of big-name starters out there. The New York Jets, week one opponent for the Niners, just announced that Aaron Rodgers ain't playing on over this weekend. He's going to be sitting and waiting for week one. Like, it does beg the question, how come?
Here's what I think. And I'm not guaranteeing it's going to happen, but isn't this the only way to see what you look like without Trent Williams and Brandon Ayuk? Is to play the starters without them? And in the back of your mind somewhere, you have to have the thought of maybe they're not coming back by the opener. And maybe this is the way to get a look at the team, even though you don't want to get a look at this team. You don't want to have to get a look at this team because you don't think this is the team that you're going to be playing regular season games in. But if you're playing it, it's going to sound weird, but if you're playing it super safe, I'm not talking about injuries in a preseason game. If you're playing it super safe, why not play the starters without Trent and without Ayuk and take a look at what you have? And is it too simple to say, well, if they don't look good, then maybe there's more urgency to get those guys in here if you see something out there you don't like?
But you've already had two opportunities at a dress rehearsal,
right,
which is basically what this is. You know, it's two nights before opening night, and you got to figure out when you're going to get up on stage and who your main actors are going to be. But you've already had two preseason games to do that, and that's why, again, it just felt weird that last weekend Brock was out there with the rest of the first stringers. You know, I think there probably is a position where Shanahan wanted to get him some live reps, but then why not the other guys? Here's how I kind of read it, and I'm curious what you think about this. I don't think Kyle Shanahan believed that these negotiations were going to go on this long, because I don't think that you go and play your starters for an entire half unless you assume that there's a possibility that you don't have either of your two big boys for the start of the regular season. That this might linger on up until week one or into the regular season. I think that they thought that it'd be done by now and that they would have an opportunity to get Ayuk and maybe even Trent probably wouldn't play, but at least Ayuk into the fold and into training camp and get him ready for this season. Like when I see them trotting out Kittle and Debo and probably Purdy and, you know, as many starting offensive linemen as possible without Trent, probably a lot of defensive guys too, outside of maybe Bosa, I don't know, Warner. It does feel to me like Shanahan is telling us that there's a good chance that this could be the team going into week one.
I don't disagree with you. I want to know what 49er fans think at 888-957-9570. If I asked you, why do you think the Niners are playing their starters at least a quarter and maybe a half tomorrow against the Raiders, what would you say? And here's the one thing that I think is kind of interesting is, so Shanahan plays Brock Purdy against the Saints without any starters, and we talk about it a little bit, and I think there's a segment of fans that say, don't read into it that much. Don't read into it. That's what he decided. Well, can you say the same thing about this? It's the last preseason game. Coaches use the preseason differently week by week by week of the 3 weeks. And Kyle this is the way he's doing it. I don't think Kyle Shanahan does anything without really thinking about it. And I can't believe anything other than, you know what, the other thing is, I'm not saying it's for spite, because you would never do that.
Eh.
But in a way, if you're Kyle Shanahan and your original plan, let's say a month ago or 6 weeks ago, you start to map out your game strategy for the three exhibition games. I think it's very possible that 3 or 4 weeks ago, Shanahan might have been, you know what? Yeah, that third game, we're not gonna do anything in that third game. We're not gonna play the starters. Why would we do that? We're right up against the regular season. But I could see him again, and there's never one thing that's a reason why you do something. But if he is frustrated and he is annoyed by what's going on, whether he's annoyed at Jed or Parag or whether he's annoyed at the players, maybe he is trying to send a subtle message. You know what? This is my, you know what? They're not here. We've got to move forward. I'm playing my starters, and we got to start seeing what this team is like without Ayuk and Trent Williams, just in case. Just in case. But it's also his way of maybe what happens if this team offensively tomorrow doesn't look good. It has to lead to some kind of movement, I would think, believe it or not. I know it'll just be two quarters, but you can't tell me if the Niners offense does not look good or if it looks similar to the way it looked against the Saints that it won't spur something one way or the other.
I also think it indicates urgency. Like, they want to hit the ground running at the beginning of this year, no matter who's on this team. And I think that it indicates urgency because Kyle Shanahan might not be confident to the same level he was at this time last year. Signing last year, week three of the preseason, Brock Purdy didn't play. Debo Samuel didn't play. Brandon Ayuk didn't play. George Kittle didn't play. Trent Williams obviously didn't play. If you're telling me that, they got the crap knocked out of them by the Raiders and all the rest. You know, they played the Raiders week three last year. Same situation tomorrow night. But now we're hearing that all the starters are going to be out there. That does tell me that Shanahan is not yet fully confident in this group to the point where they don't need these reps, that the risk is worth the reward to get these live bullets flying. Because everyone talks about how the preseason, you just want to get through it.
Right.
You just got to get through healthy. You want to get to the regular season, have your full roster intact, and then boom, you want to hit the ground running. Well, Kyle Shanahan, clearly by playing his starters on Friday, I think he's telling us that he does not believe yet that he has full confidence that that this team can hit the ground running. That he needs his guys to either, you know, feel the hits or get some, I don't know, particular plays under their belts, and especially Brock Purdy.
Yeah.
I mean, Brock Purdy did not play much last preseason, and some of that could have been because of the elbow. But if he plays the majority of the half against the Las Vegas Raiders, I mean, why does he need those reps? Why would he need those reps unless Kyle Shanahan believes that this team ain't 100% going into week one?
Well, exactly. And the more I think about it, the more I think that we've been looking at training camp as though, you know, is it going to hurt us down the line without these two guys? Is it going to linger into the season? And I think a lot of people say it doesn't matter yet, it doesn't matter yet. I really think that part of this could also be that Kyle Shanahan is not happy with the way training camp's gone. I'm sure Ayuk and Trent Williams are the biggest parts of it, but maybe he just doesn't like where they are. Maybe he feels like they're a little distracted. Maybe he feels like those guys not being there is taking some kind of toll that he can't quite put his finger on. And maybe this is Kyle Shanahan's way of acknowledging, quite frankly, that training camp hasn't gone well, and that he has got to do something that maybe he didn't plan on doing a month or two ago, and that's playing the starters in week three. And if that's part of the reason, which it might be, then that tells me he's as concerned as the preseason and what's happened in training camp as some fans.
Well, I think what he's trying to prevent is 2020. He's trying to prevent a Super Bowl hangover. And maybe this is his way of kicking guys' ass into gear. Basically saying that you guys, in the past, you don't play most of the preseason. You definitely don't play week three of the preseason. I need you out there because I need you to understand how important the beginning of this season is, because we cannot head into 2024, week one of the regular season, anything but 100%. And I think you're right. Like what I've been sniffing around from Shanahan is he's tired of answering questions about players that aren't there. He's tired about not talking about his, you know, how well his quarterback's doing or the positives from camp. He's probably also tired of just the circus that's been this offseason, and unnecessarily so. It does indicate to me that Shanahan did not believe that this would happen for this long. I'm sure
right.
He believed it was a possibility. But 6 months ago, if you ask Kyle Shanahan, do you think at the third week of the preseason that you're not going to have your left tackle and you're not going to have your number one wide receiver in pads? He'd tell you, well, maybe Trent, that's kind of a wink-wink understanding. But B.A., well, I mean, you know, we'll come to a conclusion at some point.
Yeah. And I'll just go ahead and read it, because and I'll address it. The 510, classic preseason overreaction, and you guys are fueling the fan base. All right, 510, you tell me why the starters are playing this year, but they didn't play last year in the third preseason game. And you can't just tell me Kyle Shanahan flipped a coin. He flipped a coin, and it came up, play the starters. So tell me why you think this is going on right now. And to me, the only thing I can think of is that he doesn't think his team is necessarily where it should be right now, and he needs to get a better look. And maybe it also ties into the fact that they had to cancel those joint practices with the Saints. But I also think it's a little more than that. And I want to know what 49er fans think at 888-957-9570. The starters are going to play. And here's the other thing. When Purdy played last week against the Saints, And he was the only starter out there, essentially, along with some offensive linemen. I agree with people. Like, what are you really going to see? What did you learn about Purdy last week? Nothing. But what can you learn about him this week? Well, I'll tell you one thing you can learn about Purdy this week is what he looks like without Trent Williams and Brandon Ayuk. The other thing is, could this be a sign that the Niners are starting to prepare for regular season games without one or two of these guys? Or is that too much of a stretch? And if that's too much of a stretch, fine. But maybe they're doing it for precaution, that they don't want to go out on the field against the Jets with a lineup that they've never played together, essentially, before without those two guys.
But they canceled joint practices because of precaution.
Right.
And that's why I don't necessarily buy that that's the reason that you didn't have those practices, because they canceled joint practices a week ago because Shanahan, in his words, the risk was not worth the reward. They didn't have enough bodies. Well, do you really have that many more bodies a week later? And if injury is a concern, well, then why are your starters going to be on the field? Because those are your most important dudes. And if you're telling me you're already thin on the back end, well, then losing potentially one of your starters is really going to hurt, especially if you don't already have an Ayuk or Trent Williams. Christian McCaffrey's not going to play in this game. He's been dealing with a calf. You know, there are players that aren't going to play in this game because either they're banged up or because they're not 100%. But I don't buy the joint practices thing, because Kyle Shanahan, if there's one thing that I feel like I've learned about him in his time as head coach of the San Francisco 49ers, is that he does not do anything that isn't on purpose. There is a reason for everything. And sending his starters out, not just for a series. Again, it sounds like they're going to be out there for the better part of a half.
Right.
They're going to get multiple series. That indicates to me that he wants them to build a rhythm, and that perhaps he hasn't been happy with the rhythm that they've been operating with in training camp, as well as their first two preseason games. And this is an interesting theory, I think, from the Xfinity mobile text line. You know, you got to try and switch things up. Okay, well, you haven't won a Super Bowl to this point, so maybe the way you've approached preseason should be different than last year. Again, I don't think that Shanahan would do this without some sort of purpose, because it's going to be asked about after the game. If he indeed plays the majority of his starters for the better part of a half against the Raiders, he's going to be asked about it.
Yep.
And he's not going to step to the podium without a reason or something that is going to tell you exactly what he thinks. And so I do think that there's more urgency on the third preseason game than there's ever been before under Kyle Shanahan. And trying to figure out why is what we're trying to get to the bottom of.
Yeah. 650. You know, we've got some people on the Xfinity mobile text line. 510 said, I agree with the other 510. Texting that we're overreacting. What are we overreacting to? The fact that the starters are playing? I think that's pretty noteworthy. If you look around the league, there's some starters who are going to play, and there's a lot of starters who aren't going to play. But the 650, I tend to agree a little more with this one from the 650. I think Kyle's sending a message. I kind of do, too. And I don't know who the message is to, but I kind of think it's to everybody, believe it or not. I think it's to the guys who are there. Maybe he's not happy with what he's seen. I think it might be to the two guys who aren't there. Hell, I think it might be a little message to the front office of, okay, let's take a look at what this team, what we look like without these two guys. And the last thing, 49er fans, the ones that think there's no need to overreact or we're making a mountain out of a molehill, how could you not be concerned if they don't look good tomorrow? And I'm talking offensively. How could you not be concerned if they put in another game? Can't be as bad as the Saints game. But what if it's not very good?
Or what if they look great? Because if they look really good, I'm going to take something away from that. That this team looks like they're in rhythm, that they're operating with a synchronicity that wasn't there a week ago, that honestly hasn't been there the entire preseason.
Yep.
And maybe that's what Kyle Shanahan is trying to find out. okay, so we haven't looked great in practice, and some of that's because guys are banged up, we don't have our full complement of characters, all the rest. But if we can go into the third preseason game and just hit the ground running, basically show and go this thing, well, it's not just for me to evaluate where my team is at, but also for the players to understand that they still can turn it on, that they still have what it takes to get to the mountaintop and even get past that, because there's going to be times in games where your rhythm isn't there and you're going to have to turn it on. And I think we saw the Niners do that at points last season, but obviously not enough to win a Super Bowl. So I think Kyle Shanahan, and I'm not even comparing him to what the rest of the teams are doing around the league. That's their prerogative. Andy Reid can do whatever he wants.
Right.
Dan Campbell can do whatever he wants. Nick Sirianni can do whatever he wants. What I'm looking at is Kyle Shanahan compared to himself, because he has not played starters in the final week of the preseason before. And I think there's a reason why he's doing it now.
No, I agree. I agree. All right, 888-957-9570 is the number. We're going to talk more about it on the other side. And 49er fans, it's a simple question. Why do you think Kyle Shanahan is doing something a little outside what he's normally done, or what at least we've seen him do as his tenure with the 49ers has unveiled? And do you read into it at all? And I do. I think it's telling us that he doesn't like where they're at right now, and that it might be time to start taking a look at what this team looks like if their two holdouts don't come back.
Well, also
the regular season opener.
Steiny, I'm excited because in an hour we can talk to a guy that's been in those situations.
Yes, sir.
We're going to talk to Vernon Davis, who has played with one of the most aggressive and purposeful coaches in 49ers history in Jim Harbaugh. And I'm curious to know what he thinks about starters playing in the final week of the preseason. I mean, he played with 4 weeks preseason, but
yeah.
Vernon Davis, I'm sure, can give us some insight.
And where are my fans out there? Like Guru, Steiny, I'm worried. What if somebody gets hurt? Well, guess what? You risk getting hurt when you play. And the 49ers starters are playing.
Oh, no!
888-957-9570 is the number. You tell me why. What's coming up next on The Game is presented by Fremont Bank, celebrating 60 years of full-service banking with no compromises. That segment was brought to you by Floor & Decor.
Brother. We got to go, my brother. They're holding us back, my brother.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Okay. I came in today and I was in a good mood. I was feeling good.
Oh, better than normal.
I was feeling good. Excited about the Niners game tomorrow. Then I asked a simple question, 49er fans. Why do you think the starters are playing? And maybe as much as a half. And let me tell you what. Let me tell you, I'm going to be honest with you. Somebody's gotten under my skin.
One person?
One person in particular.
Is it a number or a name?
He lives in the 408.
Could be she.
Or at least his number, and her number's in the 408. I'm coming down your road right now, 408. Here's what he said on the Xfinity Mobile text line.
Playing football is a risk.
Playing football is a risk. I don't want to read the whole thing like that.
I don't want you to either.
Playing football is a risk no matter if you practice, play in the preseason, and or regular season. You, all caps, are overthinking this. Isn't Kyle the head coach? Give him some respect, all capital letters. Nobody's disrespecting Kyle Shanahan, you idiot. We're asking why he's doing what he's doing. But he's saying he's making a mistake. We're trying to figure out the state of the Niners. And maybe you know it. Maybe you know it. You're starting to feel the heat, aren't you? Because it hasn't been a good training camp. Mm-hmm.
Well, let's be honest.
Yeah. 408. I'm usually high on San Jose, too.
All right. We don't have a problem with yeah, I don't know, throwing some shade at Kyle or talking about how Shanahan can't do this and can't do that. I honestly believe in this situation, by asking that question and trying to figure this out is giving him respect. Because I don't think he would be doing this for no good reason. I don't think that he would be playing his starters when he hasn't played his starters in week three of the preseason. Like, again, if I see Purdy out there with Debo, Kittle, an offensive line, if Juwan Jennings is able to make it out there, I know he's been banged up. Mm-hmm. But if I see those guys out there, I'm going to watch. And definitely, I think that Kyle Shanahan would not put grizzled veterans onto a preseason field, one in which I think they still got that turf that nobody likes out there in Las Vegas. He wouldn't put them there out on that field unless it was for a reason. So I believe this is giving him respect. Spadone?
Natural grass, Evan, in Las Vegas.
But it's
about the only thing natural in Las
Vegas.
It's
poye or whatever, though. It's a what's that kind of grass?
No, no one complained about it during the Super Bowl. That's all I know. That was State Farm.
I thought they were mad about the practice field.
That's another thing.
Oh, they do have the, well, in Henderson at their training facility, they do have the indoor. It is turf, I believe.
Listen to this.
That's
guy.
What it is. Yeah.
Listen to what this guy knows.
But that was UNLV.
Sure.
Had the turf as well. That is what they were complaining about, the college.
Gotcha.
But the Raiders, state-of-the-art everything else. I mean, come on. Mark Davis, nothing but class.
The torch will be lit tomorrow night.
Maybe Shanahan's just saying, you know what? I need to get my fan base to watch tomorrow.
Bermuda. I can't say
yeah,
grass
Bermuda.
Today.
Bermuda grass?
Yeah.
Per Ken.
Anyway.
Ken, I got a bone to pick with him later.
888-957-9570. The 49ers officially in trouble. Is that what Kyle's signaling? No, I'm not saying that.
This is stinking from the head up.
Let's go. I'll tell you what. Let's
talk to the people.
Yeah, we'll talk to some people. Let's go to Kevin. Start us off, Kevin, in San Jose. Let's go. Let's go.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Yes,
good
sir.
Morning.
Hey.
I just think we don't really need to overreact to Kyle Shanahan's decision. Remember, they had to cancel because of injury. They canceled the scrimmages where the players normally get a lot of reps. So I think, you know, Purdy didn't look great against the Saints because he didn't have a lot of his teammates or support around him. And I just think he's trying to get a little rhythm, that's all, and give him some playing time because the scrimmages were canceled. That's important.
Okay. Fair, Kevin. And you know what that would lead me to believe? That he thinks they're a little behind maybe where they were a year ago. Or maybe the injuries have set them back, you know?
Absolutely. Absolutely. The injuries have set them back, and they're a little behind just because they haven't gotten the reps. But I don't think there's anything one, they're going to be a little healthier. And two, they're just going to get rhythm in the last game instead of in the first or second game. That's all. You just adjust. That's it.
Fair enough. That's Kevin in San Jose. The measured take, unlike the 408 on the Xfinity Mobile text line.
Just a little flame under you. I love when people are able to do that, by the way.
Oh.
Really get under your skin.
Well, you know.
Ruffle your feathers.
As you know.
Grind your gears.
And I've told this story many times. You know, I played for a legendary college coach, and he said sometimes, you know what, sometimes you just don't, you're not feeling it. So you got to fake it. You got to create your own enthusiasm, even if it might not be sincere. And maybe that's what I did with the 408. He didn't get under my skin, but maybe I wasn't feeling it today. And now I'm getting into it with a little bit of acting, if you will.
Well, we don't want to admit to fussle. That's not what we do here from 10 to 2.
No, but what usually happens, at least with the great athletes, is you fake it a little bit, you get yourself into it, and then you perform. For real.
You got to build up some, I don't know, some sort of, I don't know, bulletin board material, which Kyle Shanahan might be doing, quite honestly, because I don't know if George Kittle wants to be on the field tomorrow. He was just on with Shasky and Bonte and the great Brian Baldinger earlier, talking. I don't know if he wants to be out there. He probably thinks after, what, 8 or 9 NFL seasons, he probably knows what he needs to do to get his body in shape. But Kyle Shanahan clearly wants to see something. And all right, I know they told us to stop overthinking it, but that's what I do best, all right? I overthink things. What if Kyle Shanahan has had an indication from the front office that this situation with Brandon Ayuk and Trent Williams to some extent, it ain't going anywhere? I mean, really. We've come to a halt. one side's got to give in, and it's not going to be Parag, and it's not going to be BA, and it's not going to be Trent. What if this is his last opportunity to see what this team is going to look like if those two players aren't there? And what if this is also an indication, his starter's playing tomorrow, that Kyle Shanahan is just simply approaching this season like these two guys are not going to be there. And they're going to be in-season additions or right before preseason additions. And they're essentially going to be like gravy. You know, they'll be like the cherry on top of this roster. But he needs to see what this product is going to look like and how he's going to call plays, or I guess how Clay Kubiak's going to call plays if he gives him the play sheet again, when B.A. and Trent aren't on the field. Because last year we saw that a couple times, and it did not look good. Now, it was Trent Williams, and it was Debo Samuel. But Brock Purdy didn't look like the same quarterback. The Niners' offense wasn't high-flying. Well, might as well just see what it looks like before it happens, or if it happens at any point this year. So I do think Kyle Shanahan is telling us that the third week of the preseason is a dress rehearsal. And it's a dress rehearsal for a regular season that might start without Brandon Ayuk and Trent Williams on the team.
How about this idea? Shanahan's playing the starters. You know why? Because he wants to remind them about how much they stunk in that Super Bowl last year on that field. They don't play well at Allegiant Stadium. Period. Hey, did they? Was that game they won like 38-35 in Vegas that year? That was 2 years ago, right? They don't play well in Vegas.
Well, they got run off the Bermuda grass last year. It was 34-7 week three of the preseason. That was Trey Lance's last start.
AOC.
The season, this is crazy, according to 707. And I love Santa Rosa and that area. This is crazy. In the old days, players like Jerry Rice and old school players before the season were never injured from the get-go. Yeah. And you know what? Keep talking to me about Steiny. Steiny. But you're overthinking it. Okay, well, I just saw a guy named Brian Baldinger, and I crossed paths with him for 3 minutes. And I asked him, hey, why do you think the starters are playing? Well, he maybe, he said, this, that, and the other. And then you know how he ended? You know how he ended it? Yeah. It's all fine unless somebody gets hurt. Mm-hmm. God forbid. Who's my guy? Jalen Moore?
Yeah.
God forbid he misses an assignment. Mm-hmm.
Or God forbid he goes down.
Oh, boy.
Who's going to be playing left tackle behind Jalen Moore?
Oh, boy.
Who's going to be playing right guard behind
Pooney? Hey, I'll tell you what. Give me Priest again about the fish, because it's starting to feel that way.
You're not feeling this.
This fish is stinking from the head up.
Yeah, I think we got trouble brewing in the Bay.
He's too old.
So what do they have to do to kind of calm your
concerns?
They got
to score 28 in the first quarter. I need four drives.
Four consecutive touchdowns?
Exactly.
Well, the Raiders starters ain't playing, to be honest. I don't know that for a fact. But
then five.
Antonio Pierce did announce no starters for the Raiders.
That's because the Raiders are ahead of the Niners right now. And Piercy, he can coach.
Well, they're basically playing the school of the blind. No, they better run it up, just like Antonio Pierce tends to do. You remember his, what was it? Was it his first game officially? It wasn't his first as head coach. But Antonio Pierce ran it up against the Los Angeles Chargers. 42-0 at half, came out at halftime and said, we're not done. That's what I want to see Kyle Shanahan do tomorrow. 7 p.m. Yeah. Pacific Standard. Get in allegiance, you know what.
Let me tell you something about Pierce. Till further notice, he's Tony Sperano. Come on.
Well, that's a low blow.
Why? His whole act is just like burying a football.
R.I.P., first of all.
Wait, Tony Soprano or Tony Sperano?
Sperano. Okay.
Sperano, that's
former
correct.
Former Raider coach, buried to football.
Rest in peace. And it worked because they got the win over the Kansas City Chiefs. Yep. Something, and Antonio Pierce did, by the way, on Christmas Day, something Kyle Shanahan has failed to do multiple times is beat Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid, Matt Steinmetz.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I mean, basically what we're getting into is Niners got distractions. Niners got drama. Yeah. And Kyle Shanahan is trying to eliminate all that. He's trying to get back to basics. He's trying to get his boys on the field, have them quit worrying about what questions the media is going to ask them about the guy who's not there. The questions about, well, what about the Super Bowl hangover? How do you get over this? How do you overcome that? You get out on the field and you kick some ass. Simple.
Exactly. The job done. Slots and Coffee. Slots and Coffee's in the Bay. What's up, Slots and Coffee?
What's happening, guys?
Hey.
Yo.
What's happening? God bless your guys' day and your guys' families.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you guys for taking the call.
Sure.
I got a few things for you guys. One, I absolutely love that we're playing our starters. I think Kyle Shanahan learned that not playing them throughout the season or in the preseason doesn't work out well for us. Gives me a little heads up.
All right.
Playing to the double-edged sword that you're talking about, that maybe we're trying to see what the team looks like. What if the front office called them up and said, hey, we want to see before we pay these guys, do we really need them?
Hey.
That would be some kind of shady, I think, if that was what was being done. I would just want him to be calling out the shots and playing our starters in the preseason. Like you guys said, hopefully no one gets hurt.
Appreciate
That's
it.
What I think.
Yeah, appreciate it, Slots and Coffee. Like I said, I don't think there's any way, you know, I don't think it's well, I don't know what it is, come to think of it. But maybe it is Kyle Shanahan's way of saying, well, they haven't been here. We're getting close to the season. And I got to see what we look like without these two guys because it's safer than not doing it and then having to go into the regular season without those two guys not knowing what to expect.
You know what this is?
Yeah.
They call it this strange name in college football every year.
Oh.
This is week zero. It's not week one. It's not the preseason. If you're telling me the starters are out there and they're playing against, you know, Alcorn State, basically, because the Raiders starters ain't going to be on the field, this is week zero for the 49ers. They are approaching this, or at least however many snaps or series the starters are out there, as if they're trying to go win a football game.
Yeah.
And I, for one, look, I know it might be preseason and people don't care about. The Niners are telling you to care about it. If the starters are on the field, Kyle Shanahan is telling you that the preseason does matter.
Yep.
And that's a pivot for him, in my opinion.
Yeah. And between Kyle Shanahan playing the starters tomorrow night and Bob Fitzgerald in the booth, big, big television audience coming tomorrow. Big number. It's going to be a big number.
Well, I think I got a call, you know, right before the show. Fitzy was trying to tell me he's already swapping out starting boards. I mean, he didn't think these big boys were going to be playing, and now he's furiously getting to work on the plane to Vegas.
He's excited, though, because he doesn't have to prepare as much as he thought.
No, but he's going to have to prepare longer than he thought for the Purdy Peace Accords.
That's true.
Yeah.
Let's go to Ryan. Ryan's in Irvine. Hey, Ryan, what's going on, man?
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Doing well. I have two different takes on why I think Kyle's going to play the starters.
All right.
My conspiracy theory brain is saying he's doing this to prove to Jed, York, and to Parag, hey, get my guys signed. Get my guys out here. Because there's a possibility, even though they're playing against second-string guys, that the offense isn't going to look how Kyle would like it to look, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that puts a little pressure on Parag and Jed to just get the deals done. But more realistically, what I really think this is about, Kyle is such a control freak that I think having Kubiak call plays in the last two preseason games, especially last week when it just looked discombobulated, it looked bad. I think he feels like the guy's so experienced, so he shouldn't have to do this, but I think he's such a control freak that I think he wants to get his guys out there, go through some play sequences, just so he feels good about going into the regular season. And he's willing to take the risk of his guys getting hurt.
Fair enough. Yeah, there's got to be a reason. There's got to be a reason, even if it makes complete sense, which it probably does in Kyle Shanahan's mind. He's the coach of the football team. He knows where they're at. But you can't tell me that the Niners running out all their starters on offense tomorrow night means that everything's going great in camp. I don't think they would be playing their starters if everything had gone great in camp and if they weren't what he felt like they're behind. I think he feels like they're behind.
Well, I have a challenge for our listeners. If the game is really not that important and we are indeed overthinking it,
yeah,
don't watch. I dare you. You're going to watch tomorrow. Why? Because the starters are playing. That's why a lot of people watch the beginning of these preseason games. I mean, we watch because we have to, and we got to talk about it on Monday. But if you're a fan, I think a lot of people might have gone to the preseason game last week. It was a fun time to get out to the stadium. But you were there maybe to watch Purdy play a series or two. I'm going to be watching tomorrow because I want to see how the starters play. Because not oftentimes in the preseason do you get to see meaningful football. You see a lot of rookies. Not that the reps aren't meaningful. You get to see and evaluate some of the guys who are filling out the back end of the roster, perhaps players that are going to be stepping up throughout the year when injuries eventually, you know, hit your team. They are valuable for the players. But as a viewer, it's really hard. I'm not going to watch every single preseason game start to finish around the league. I'm going to watch when Mahomes plays. I'm going to watch when Allen plays last week. I've enjoyed watching Caleb Williams play in the preseason. Last week, I wanted to watch Purdy's couple series. This week, I'm going to be watching the first half because it sounds like most of the dudes that are going to be out there Monday night against the Jets are going to be on the field. And that's who I want to see play.
Here we go again.
It's a legacy game.
Yeah, it is a legacy game tomorrow.
Oh, boy.
But here we go again. Here we go again. 707. I don't know if you're Novato. I don't know if you're Santa Rosa. I don't know if you're Napa. Hell, I don't know if you're Mendocino.
Vacaville.
Or Cloverdale. So, says the 707, a couple years ago, Guru wondered why the starters aren't playing. Steiny gets upset and Guru's saying they need to play and they get to play.
That's a good point.
They're professional and they're paid to play. Then fast forward to this year, Steiny says they shouldn't play. Wrong! I'm not saying they shouldn't play. I don't know if they should play. I'm asking you why they are playing. There's a difference. Get in the game. Get in the game, Redwood Empire.
Is there any part of you that feels like this is a dumb decision by Kyle?
No. No, I don't feel like it's a dumb decision.
But he could get his guys hurt.
But he's clearly doing it for a reason, and that's what I'm trying to figure out. And maybe it might be as simple as, I got to see these guys play.
I mean, Sammy Womack broke his forearm week one. You know, Kittle could get out there. If you don't have Kittle, you feel good with Cameron Latu as your starting tight end?
There's only one Womack. And it's Bobby.
It's Tony. There's multiple.
Please. Please.
I'm going to take you across 110th Street.
That's good knowledge. Yeah. That's really good knowledge. Coming up in a half hour, 11:30, Vernon Davis going to join us, former San Francisco 49er tight end. We're also going to be joined by Brad Graham at 1 o'clock. He's got a YouTube channel, SF Niners, and he's joined us periodically and is a great interview with a lot of great information. So we're going to be heavy on the Niners today. And it's clear, right? There's trouble brewing. What? These are the defending NFC champions.
This is supposed to be the year.
Yay! This is supposed to be the year. Supposed to be their Super Bowl run. Why would a veteran team be playing their starters in the third week of the preseason schedule?
Because they need to?
Watch the game again then, Steiny.
Oh, I'm going to watch tomorrow, Toots.
Easy. Easy.
Oh, I'm going to watch tomorrow.
Saying a streetcar named Desire. What are you going to run it back? You going to do some lab work after the game?
I'm getting my hair cut after the game.
Yeah. I'm not worried about what you're doing after work.
No, I'll go right to bed after that game because it'll be like 9:30 at night.
But you're going to need to take a look at the All-22.
Well, that doesn't come out for a couple days.
He's too old.
You going to make it through the game? It starts at 7.
Well, I can make it through the first half, and that's all I need.
That's right.
Because that's when the guys are going to start getting hurt.
Oh, I'm going to watch it, believe me. I really love the...
I'll need to see how Spencer Burford gets hurt on Friday in order to talk about it.
I'm kidding.
Easy. I'll tell you what, if you want to push the panic button, 49er fans, and I'm not encouraging it one way or the other, go ahead to the Washington Post and read Jason LaConfora's story.
Well, there's a paywall.
That's all right. Well, no. You get a couple freebies, couple cheapies a month. I didn't get the paywall today, which means I didn't hit my limit.
Or you just don't remember that you subscribed to the Washington Post.
You know what? I think I have.
Uh-oh.
I think I'm in a partnership.
Those anonymous credit card charges
with somebody else
coming from somewhere.
A couple nuggets, though, real quick from LaConfora. He claims that rival teams are convinced Ayuk is nearing an extension. He says the 49ers have offered 29. That doesn't include the guaranteed money, or that's apart from the guaranteed money. He says that a couple executives around the league do believe they've got a little wink-wink with Trent Williams.
There was also a little nuggy-nug from Baldy on the way out.
Oh.
During the commercial break. I don't know if you caught it.
I'll tell you what. Hold on to that thought. Hold on to that thought because we got to get out right now. But no, I didn't hear any nuggy nugs from Baldinger other than him saying, be careful. You don't want to get hurt tomorrow. All right. 888-957-9570 is the number. Why the Niners playing their starters? Just a question. Just a simple question. That segment was brought to you by Chilton Auto Body.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.